भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Can the cooler be switched off or something? Is it on or I'm just hearing the sound like that? No? So, we welcome all the devotees for Srimad Bhagavatam class today. We're going to discuss Canto 8, Chapter 22. Bali Maharaj surrenders his life. Text number 29 and 30 are on the board. गुरुणा भर्सितः शब्दो जहो सत्यम न सुव्रतः छलेर उक्तो मया धर्मो नायं त्यजति सत्यवाक्। What meanings? You can just hear 29th Shloka's words and repeat the word meanings after me, because I will be giving discussion on both of them. Sheena Riktaha. Although bereft of all riches. Chutaha. Fallen. Sthanat. From his superior position. Shiptaha. Forcefully thrown away. Baddhacha. And forcefully bound. Shatrubhi, by his enemies. Gyatibhicha, and by his family members or relatives. Parityaktaha, deserted. Yatanam, all kinds of suffering. Anuyapitaha, unusually severely suffered. Guruna, by his spiritual master. Bhartsitaha, rebuked. Shaptaha, and cursed. Jahu, gave up. Satyam, truthfulness. Na, not. Suvrataha, being fixed in his vow. Chalai, pretentiously. Uktaha, spoken. Maya, by me. Dharmaha, the religious principles. Na, not. Ayam, this Bali Maharaj. Tajati, does give up. Satyavat, being true to his words. Translation and purport by his divine grace, Abhacharanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: although bereft of his riches, fallen from his original position, defeated and arrested by his enemies, rebuked and deserted by his relatives and friends, although suffering the pain of being bound, and although rebuked and cursed by his spiritual master, Bali Maharaj, being fixed in his vow, did not give up his truthfulness. It was certainly with pretension that I spoke about religious principles, but he did not give up religious principles, for he is true to his word. This is being spoken by Lord Vishnu in the assembly. Purport: Bali Maharaj passed the severe test put before him by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'll just chant Pangalacharan because I'll be speaking as I'm reading it. Om Jnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Nilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनि नामने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। फर्स्ट लाइन इज Bali Maharaj passed the severe test put before him by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The question will be, why the Lord has to put his devotees through test? And the answer is very simple. So that the Tatastha Lakshan, marginal characteristics of devotees, are displayed in this world before others. Titiksha Karnadaka, we have heard this shloka from the third canto. These are the marginal characteristics of a devotee, and marginal characteristics are not always present. Just like if somebody says, where is Devadatta's home? So a crow may be sitting on the top of the home, and you say, the crow is sitting on the home of Devadatta. The crow is by accident for some time sitting on that home, but by that crow you can identify the home. But this is called marginal characteristic of the home. That means it is not always displayed. So tolerance of a devotee is only displayed when he is put through severe conditions. So in this case we see how great a devotee Bali Maharaj is, because he has been put through that severe condition of test by Supreme Lord himself. Just like a wrestler will be known as a wrestler if he can fight an ant. Yes? No? So a wrestler will be known as a great wrestler only when he can fight a great wrestler. And it has all been arranged through the medium of material energy by Krishna himself. Just like a child is sent to school and he is paid by the parents for his education and the tests which are taken in the exams to know or prove how much the student has or the child has studied nicely are also paid by the parents. So now, this has been also discussed by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in 1088.8. Yasyaham anugrahanami harishita dhanam shanai. So then he raises a question that some people may ask, why Krishna has to put devotees to test? He explains that Krishna is like a loving mother who will feed the child sometimes with sweet rice and sometimes with neem juice. But both are the manifestation of love of the mother towards the child, just so that in the future the child will not suffer a lot. So what it shows also, unshakable faith of a devotee in all circumstances in the affection of Krishna, in the mercy of Krishna. So that's why he puts the devotees to severe test. Now somebody may raise a question, can Krishna not purify the heart of his devotee without putting him through severe test? Then Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, you don't understand the dealings of love, so you please keep quiet. He says, no further discussions, you don't understand what is love. So that's how the Lord, because Lord knows the devotion of a devotee, but he also wants to broadcast the glories of his devotee in the whole world. Just like if Srila Prabhupada would have gone to America on a jet airliner in business class, then it would have been not so much amazing. But he had to go through, in such an old age, he had to go through and suffer so many difficulties and go to America on a freight ship. Freight ship, they call it. Freight ship. Cargo ship, you can say. Yeah, cargo ship. So if he would have gone on a business class thing, nobody would have talked so much as many other yogis would have gone or were going also. So Krishna personally to broadcast the glories of his devotee. This is further proof of the Lord's mercy toward his devotee. We have discussed this point. How Lord is merciful, even when Bali Maharaj was given Swarga, even now when he is bereft of riches for few moments only. This whole thing has to be understood. Everything was taken away from him for few moments only, because till the time Lord Vishnu will speak, only till that time his government will not be in power. After that he will be situated again as Sutalok Raja, a king of Sutalok. It's just a matter of very intense test, because now when this has been snatched away from Bali Maharaj, he does not know that he will be now, where will be his, what will be his future. But then After immediately after that, Lord will explain that he will be going to Sutta life. And after that, he will become the Indra. So this is how a devotee, in all circumstances, externally good or bad, has faith that Krishna is always protecting him and he is showing his mercy only towards him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead sometimes puts a devotee to severe tests that are almost unbearable. That we will, after finishing Srila Prabhupada's Parbat, we will try to discuss what were the difficulties which he had to go through, word by word. But it was unbearable. One could hardly even live under the conditions forced upon Bali Maharaj. We will also discuss that a little later. That Bali Maharaj endured all these severe tests and austerities is the mercy of Supreme Lord. So what is happening? Krishna is putting his devotee through test, and from within he is giving his mercy to tolerate those tests or pass those tests. And we must remember, if I want to be a great devotee, I have to qualify through small tests. Either I should not desire to become a great devotee, staunch devotee. I think all of us want to become good devotees, nice devotees. So nice devotees means nice test. Isn't it? Just like when I enter into nursery, this was another interesting thing. When a student is in nursery, he is not given the exam of BA and MSc or whatever. He is only given the exam of nursery, because the teacher is not a cruel teacher who wants that the student should fail. So all the tests which are coming to us, all the tests which are coming to us is given by Krishna, who is all-knowing and all-loving. And he only gives us the test which we can qualify. And if we cannot qualify, then we have to look back and see why we could not qualify. Because he will send the same test again. Suppose if you do not know 1 plus 1 equals to 2, then it will not be asked integration x dx is equals to x square by 2. That won't be given by the teacher. We have to qualify from nursery to give the examination of first, qualify first to give the examination of second and third and fourth like that. Similarly, at whatever level of bhakti we are, Krishna will arrange test for us. And all the devotees can understand, basic test is whether we can control our senses. That is the only test. So now, that he will say, and the level of allurement will be exactly what I can tolerate. Nobody can say it is more than what I can tolerate. The examination of Haridas Thakur does not come in our life. Make sense? Okay. And the help will be given by Krishna also. But every time we successfully pass a test, we are coming closer to Krishna. That we have to understand. Okay. The Lord certainly appreciates the devotee's forbearance. See, just now I mentioned this point. Prabhupada is saying that when a person is devotee is able to pass the test, tolerate those provoking situations, Lord is very much appreciative of it. And it is recorded for the future glorification of the devotee. That means the devotees who are going to come in the future, they will follow in the footsteps of Bali Maharaj, just like Bali Maharaj is following the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. Okay. This was not an ordinary test that we will discuss. As described in this verse, hardly anyone could survive such a test, but for the future glorification of Bali Maharaj, one of the Mahajans, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not only tested him but also gave him the strength to tolerate such adversities. One beautiful prayer you can always pray to Krishna Balaram is, please give me the strength to be a true devotee. That means whenever there is an option, there are only two options to choose between Maya and Krishna, let me always have the strength to choose Krishna. Always, because always there is option given by Maya. She never sleeps. Not during the day, not during the night. This is the only test, Maya or Krishna. Please give me that strength. And Balaramji is here to give us the strength. Nityanand Prabhu can give us the strength. The Lord is so kind to his devotee that when severely testing him, the Lord gives him the necessary strength to be tolerant and continue to remain a glorious devotee. Did you notice Prabhupada is repeating the same point over and over again? In different lines, if you have smartphones and you can read that, If you read afterward, you will see Prabhupada is saying the same point. Krishna will put his devotee through severe test, but will also give him the strength to tolerate those tests. Now, some of the points which Srila Prabhupada has mentioned, now I'll try to discuss in detail. What kind of test Bali Maharaj had to go through? In text number 29 and 30 it has been mentioned. First is Sheen Riktas, that means all his riches were taken away. Just imagine, some devotee has put lot of money in his bank and everything is stolen by cyber crime. 1 crore, 5 crore, whatever he has earned, who's put his heart and energy in it, in 1 second everything is gone. It has happened. One devotee, we know that all his property has been cheated by some person. It's very difficult to tolerate that. See, it's one thing to accept a donation and use it for Krishna's service. But if you have earned the money with your hard earned labor, it's natural to become attached to it. I remember when I was going to join, I had purchased some vessels for 3,000 rupees. And I was thinking, oh, I have purchased them, how will I give them up? A thought actually crossed my mind, just 3,000 rupees worth of vessels which I actually earned from my salary. Purchased from my salary. And just imagine how much Bali Maharaj had endeavored to conquer Swarga. It's mentioned there, wherever the light of sun goes, his rule was there. Can we imagine that? Being a Prime Minister of India, being the whole king of whole planet of Earth, and then all the planetary systems, and then everything gets snatched away in 1 second, one moment, how much painful it would be. Chitasthana means he was a king of all the planetary systems. He was forcibly taken away from there. And Shipta means, Prabhupada is explaining, is Shipta means forcefully. That means it was not that his interim time was over. Just like we also know that Indra actually rules for one manmantra. So after one manmantra is over, they know, okay, time is over, we can go. But before their time, if it is snatched, it is more painful. That's why it is said Shipta. Baddhascha Shatrubhi. Shatrubhi means the Indra and the party of Indra. So he was bound by the party of Indra, that means he was bound by Garuda in front of everybody. Just imagine a great person who is very, very known, very, very powerful, and he is bound by hands by the police people and taken in the public. How bad he will feel. So all these things are very intolerable, very intolerable. He was bound to the extent that he could not even pay obeisances to Supreme Lord and even to Prahlad Maharaj. He was in such a situation. But it's interesting that he will mention that although my Lord, I could not pay obeisances, I had desired to pay obeisances to you. That's why you are giving me Swarga. Swarga means you will become Indra in next manvantara. Then suppose somebody is having some suffering, but wife is supportive, the sons are supportive, then a person will have some solace. But then the word is jyatibhischa parityakto. His wife spoke very, very strongly against him in public. Wife may speak strongly against you in private. that anyhow everybody has to tolerate. But if she speaks about you in public, that is very intolerable. Very intolerable. And what did she say? Srimati Vindhyavali said, "Oh my Lord, you have created the entire universe for the enjoyment of your personal pastimes. But foolish, unintelligent men have claimed proprietorship for material enjoyment." Whom she is referring to? Bali Maharaj, in front of everybody. Because this Bali Maharaj is thinking that all this property is belonging to you. Certainly they are very heavy words. Shameless agnostics. It's very heavy. She did not speak the English, but Prabhupada has translated that. Very heavy. Just imagine if this was being spoken by wife, even in private. It is so bad. You feel so bad. If somebody tells to you are a shameless agnostic, you are a foolish, intelligent person who wants only material enjoyment. Even somebody tells us, coming into our office where there is no camera, nobody is seeing, you feel very bad. And this is being spoken to a person who is a ruler of three. Nobody could speak against him. falsely claiming proprietorship, they think they can give charity and enjoy. In such a condition, what good can they do for you, who are the independent creator, maintainer and annihilator of this universe? So, Gyatibhi cha parityakta, very nicely he was abandoned by his very own relatives. Gyatibhi means relatives, very painful. His own wife actually abandoned him. And you must understand, all this has been enacted by Supreme Lord himself. He is inspiring such statements to come from different people. Just like, if you see the whole shlokas before, Garuda was understanding what Lord Vishnu wanted, and that's why he bound Bali Maharaj in Varun Parsh. It's exactly mentioned in the translation. So who is inspiring all this test? Krishna himself. Then, Yatanam Anu Yapitaha. That means he received very intense suffering. What was that suffering? Sometimes we feel that suffering is only towards the body, but all of us can experience that suffering of mind is more painful than suffering of body. What he was being, how he suffered? Lord Vishnu told him, "You are a liar. You could not give me charity properly." Now, for a person who is known to be Satyavak, the word comes here, Satyavak, to call him a liar is very bad, very painful to hear. Just like when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was giving his discourse to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after 7 days Mahaprabhu said, was asked, "Do you understand anything?" So he said, "I can understand everything from Vedanta, that shlokas, very clear, they are clear like sun. But your explanations are like cloud which are covering the meaning of Vedanta." So, for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to hear that is like a thunderbolt on him. He was giving classes to sannyasis. Suppose after this class somebody says, "Prabhuji, the shloka was very clear, but whatever you spoke was did not make any sense to me." I will naturally, I'll feel very bad, isn't it? So naturally you will feel bad. No, I have no knowledge. What is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? We cannot, he's like equal to Brahaspati. Not equal to Brahaspati, he was Brahaspati. So he is being told, whatever you are explaining is like covering, you are covering the course. You are covering the meaning of Vedanta, which he was actually doing. So it was very painful. So he was not only called liar, but he was bound like a criminal by Varuna. Why bound? Because maybe he will run away or something like that. I don't know why he was bound, but that's what he was. He was bound like a prisoner. And in this, if you can remember Lord Krishna's words to Arjuna, in 2.34 he says, "People will always speak of your infamy. And for a respectable person, dishonor is worse than death." We are not so much respected in the world, so we cannot understand how much a person like Arjuna or Bali Maharaj would have suffered. Arjuna did not have to suffer, but Bali Maharaj felt the suffering because of being insulted in such a way in public. Bhagavad Gita 2.36, "Your enemies will describe you in many unkind words and scorn your ability." Can you see that is happening here? Very unkind words were used against Bali Maharaj, and the enemies are saying, "You are a liar. You could not give charity." What could be more painful to you? That means death is less painful, but to hear such words is more painful. Sometimes when the child is not good, is very bad, impudent, then the parents are saying, "Before hearing such words from you, it would have been better I would have died." I am doing the translation of the Hindi word. "Are tumse aisa sunne se pehle main mar gaya hota to bahut acha hota." So we hear that sometimes the words are so sharp that people would rather give up their bodies than to hear those words. So this is Yatnam Anu Yapitaha. This is from 29. Now, okay, wife is not listening or wife is not cooperative. Maybe, and the enemies definitely are giving trouble, but maybe the spiritual master can give some shelter. But then now you can see the word is Guruna Bharsitaha Shaptaha. Varsana means criticized and Shapta means curse. He was criticized by Shukracharya, who had given his life, who had given life to Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj was killed by Andhra in previous fight, previous battle, and he was given new life by Shukracharya. So he had surrendered his very life to Shukracharya. It was not that Shukracharya, he was just like a formal guru. He was fully obedient to Shukracharya. But that same Shukracharya is criticizing Bharsitaha and Shapta, is giving him curse. What did he say? 8:20:15, he says, although you have no knowledge, you have become a so-called learned person. It's all Bharsana. And therefore you dare to be so impudent as to disobey my order. This is the Bharsana of Shukracharya. And what is the Shap? Because of disobeying me, you shall very soon be bereft of all your opulences. The Bharsana and Shapta, Shap, is from Shukracharya. So, okay, the spiritual master is kind, and the wife is not kind, the enemies are not kind. But Lord Vishnu is there. He is our support. But then Lord Vishnu says, Chalair ukto maya dharmo. I also cheated him. So now where is his shelter? Where is his shelter? That you have to see. Everybody has abandoned. So I will take shelter of Krishna. But Krishna also has, in a sense, abandoned. Vishnu has abandoned him, cheating him. So you have to see the intensity of suffering. He has no shelter. But we must understand, from within, Krishna is helping. So in this case, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a very beautiful commentary. He says, Ayam tu mayapi vipati sindhu madhe nikshaptopi. That means, this Bali Maharaj has been immersed in vipatti sindhu, that means in the ocean of difficulties by me. Na muhyatiti. But he doesn't become bewildered. He doesn't become bewildered. Kim bhaktyam vaktavyam swanishtha leshamapi na tyajatityaha. That means his fixed faith that I will prove, I'll be very true to my words, is unshakable. Nothing can be said about it. So then he says, next is that I spoke dharma deceptively to him. All this is on word chalair ukto maya dharma. That how Lord Vishnu spoke dharma deceptively. We hear that dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Whatever comes out from Krishna, Krishna's mouth is dharma only. But here Lord Vishnu himself is saying that I spoke dharma, adharma in the form of dharma. What was this? First is, nahi etasmin kule kaschi nisatvah krapana puman pratyakhyata pratishrutya yo vadata dijataye. He said that, I know, Lord Vishnu told him, I know that even until now, no one taking birth in your family has been poor-minded or miserly, no one has refused to give charity to Brahmanas, nor after promising to give charity has anyone failed to fulfill his promise. Now this is all right. This is dharma. There is no problem in it that anybody has promised charity, has given charity. So what is a deception? Because in that series of shlokas, he has said that the beggar should not ask too much. But within his mind, he was thinking to take everything from Bali Maharaj. While he was speaking these words, he wanted to encourage Bali Maharaj to give charity. And he spoke also, I'll only take 3 steps. But within his mind, he was thinking to take everything from Bali Maharaj. So because of the intention of deception, this is called adharma. Adharma is presented as dharma. Then also he said, Vipralabdho dadamiti dvayaham chadhyamanina tad vyalika phalam hungshva nirayam katichit sama. He says that being falsely proud of your possessions, Lord Vishnu is telling to Bali Maharaj, you promised to give me land, but you could not fulfill your promise. Therefore, because your promise was false, you must live for a few years in a hellish life. First of all, he did not have to go to hell, as you have to understand. And Lord Vishnu has cheated him in terms of asking these 3 pieces of land. So, there also it is to tell that Bali Maharaj is a liar, is a lie in itself. Because here Lord Vishnu says, Satyavad. So there he was externally telling him, externally speaking, that you are a liar. This was also deception, because he was telling outwardly that you are a liar, inwardly he is thinking he is Satyavad, he is Satyanishth. Because within his heart he knows the consciousness of Bali Maharaj. So then he says, Anyastvevam vidhyartha shathe shathyam prakurvitah iti nitya shathyam eva kuriya. That means others in such a situation would have followed the maxim of shathe shathyam prakurvita. That means if a person is cheating me, I'll also cheat you. Just like you could have said, you showed me three small steps. You did not tell me that you will expand your steps. So you cheated, so now the agreement is cancelled. We will not give you anything. But he did not do that. He did not follow this maxim that if Lord Vishnu is cheating me, then I should also cheat Lord Vishnu. That's what Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says. So this is called, this is his glory of being Satyavak. Whatever I have spoken, I'll do that. So the last line is what has been again and explained by Srila Prabhupada, that Svabhakti Nishthani Seem Dhairyadi Guna Prakhyapanartha. That means I am very affectionate to my devotees. The first line is Bhakta Vassal. I am very affectionate to my devotees, but I have caused. Lord Vishnu is telling, he is himself is the direct cause of all these troubles, so that he can be shown in the world as his fixed devotee. So his Sima Dhairya Adigun, that means what is the extent of his Dhairya, that has been explained and shown by to the whole world by Lord Vishnu. So we must understand that whenever Krishna is putting a devotee to test, it is only to glorify the devotee and make him come closer to him. That's also important. We will also learn that how Lord Vishnu will become the doorkeeper of Lord of Bali Maharaj, and he will never leave his area. Do you have any questions or comments? We have finished the discussion. No questions? Yes, we can give her the mic. Before a question comes, I would like to put some reflections which we can learn from this shloka. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Apurya manaha achala pratishtam samudra mapaha pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashanti mapnoti na kama kami. That means, just like rivers, as the rivers are coming into ocean constantly, but the ocean remains still, similarly a devotee or a person who is sthita pragya, so many desires will come, but he doesn't try to fulfill them, and as such a person can only become, can attain peace, not a person who is after sense gratification. Now, this means when he is telling that shloka and when a devotee is hearing it, the devotee will experience it. That simply by chanting Hare Krishna, it's not that the material desires will immediately leave. They will rather manifest very strongly in the heart. As like always the example is given, lifting the carpet. When the carpet is there, we say everything is nice. When the carpet is lifted, then we say there is so much dirt inside. So why, when we have mentioned it earlier also, that when we chant Hare Krishna, so many things, so many bad sanskars are there in the heart, will come out. Now the test is for us, is to not fulfill or not act on those sanskars. That is a common test, general test for all the sadhakas, for all the devotees. And that we have to tolerate, tam titikshaswa, we have to tolerate those things. We will be insulted, we will be respected, these things will come. Will we still continue to be devotees? That is the question we have to ask. Yes, sir.
So, how do you test the remote control of the I understand.
You see, the lack is in lack of hearing. If we hear regularly how we should behave with devotees, then we learn how to be, how will we behave with devotees. Most of the devotees who will commit offenses, they don't hear about not committing offenses sufficiently. That is the problem. Because we have a tendency to forget. So, if we are hearing again and again, then we will become conscious. So the first thing in Krishna consciousness is to become conscious. One very nice point His Holiness Devamrita Maharaj was mentioning, that if we have nice sadhana, then when we look back 5 years before how we were behaving with devotees, we will realize we were very coarse and very rough. Actually, if we are chanting Hare Krishna properly and hearing Bhagavatam and like that, and then again after 5 years down the line, we will see, oh, I was very rough 5 years back. And again 5 years down the line, we will say, oh, I was very rough 5 years back. I am feeling like that. So this gives me faith in the process of Krishna consciousness. The roughness gets, we get tuned. So hearing is very important. Hearing Shastra, that was also mentioned by His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj. Hearing Shastra refines our Krishna consciousness. A very small example. Kapil Dev says, anybody who sees any difference between himself and others, he himself gives the fear of death within his heart. You can check it in Srimad Bhagavatam. So I should, as a devotee, I should be behaving with others as I want others to behave with me. Very simple sentence, very, very difficult to apply. So okay, if I want to walk on tight rope, I know I'm going to fall many times, but eventually I'm going to make through. And also Srila Prabhupada very nicely mentioned this point. I don't know whether you know that. In regarding to Vaishnava Prad, he says a person who leaves Vaishnava association, he is committing Vaishnava Prad. You can check it in the purport. The defense against Vaishnava Prad is association of Vaishnavas. Because they will correct us, they will teach us, and we should be in the mood to accept correction and learn. Then only we can learn. Like one devotee asked me, Prabhuji, was I playing Mridanga properly? I said, no, some bowls were not coming out nicely. Hey, who are you telling me to? No, just. Then he will never learn. So that is the whole idea. And in this, chanting Hare Krishna attentively has a very big role. So chanting Hare Krishna attentively clears our consciousness, and we hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Then we see how Srila Prabhupada, actually Srila Prabhupada is talking to us, giving us guidance, telling us how we should behave. So regularly reading Shastra gives us so much opens our eyes how we should behave as a devotee. Refines us so much. Prabhupada gives very nice statement. He says, a neophyte devotee is a devotee who purposefully will not read Shastra. He says, purposefully he will not read Shastra. So Shastra is so much important, by which we know how to behave before Krishna and before Vaishnavas. But there is another point, that there are two classes happening, Prabhuji, Hindi and English. So if suppose somebody likes, it's like going to Prasadam hall and choosing which item you want. I take it like this. Suppose I want khichdi, I like khichdi, then it's not that I don't want to have Prasadam, I'm eating bhoga, it's not like that. But some devotees go to Hindi class, some devotees want to come to English class, I take it like that. And some people don't go to class. That's what Prabhupada is referring. Neophyte devotee who does not know Shastra and doesn't want to know Shastra. So what can you say? It's very simple. I have to fly my own kite.
नो सनट काइट किसे काइट ये पतंग अपनी पतंग खुद ही उड़ानी है सो और आई हैव टू फ्लाई माय ओन फ्लाइट सो आई मेक श्योर आई कम टू क्लास आई रीड भागवतम इफ अदर्स डोंट व्हाट कैन आई से आई एम नॉट द एटलीस्ट आई एम नॉट द पुलिस मैन ऑफ इस्कॉन सो व्हाट कैन यू से यस एक्चुअली आई हैव अ वेरी गुड फॉर्चून टू हैव वेरी नाइस एसोसिएशन आर आश्रम वेर डिवोटीज आर वेरी मच इंक्लाइन टुवर्ड शास्त्र एवरी डे वी कैन कम टुगेदर एंड डिस्कस So that is really Shastra is very very interesting. Yes. Before that, Shastra is like a recipe. If your khichdi did not come out nicely, you will again check the recipe, isn't it? You say, why it is sweet? Khichdi, I heard it was supposed to be salty. Then again, so if I am not getting taste in chanting Hare Krishna, something going wrong, isn't it? So then again, I'll see in the Shastra what is going wrong. So that's what it's like a recipe again and again recipe for becoming pure you know recipe for cooking Krishna consciousness or cooking love for God like that churning our heart I see it like this one way of saying yes
feast
No, not discriminate. He was knowing that Bali Maharaj was cheating. Sorry, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu was cheating. Still he did not give up his words. It's not, please be careful, he's not stupid. Some person who's ruling the three planetary system is not that he does not know what is happening. He was, and also Shukracharya was telling him, he's Lord Vishnu, he will cheat you. But then he says, but like Prahlad Maharaj, I'll follow, whatever happens. So it's not that he was not knowing. Yes. Jara, he was very much devoted to Brahmanas and Jarasan said, even if the Kshatriyas have come as Brahmanas, I'll give them what they want. It's very important. Just some point was coming, yeah, just like a small example. If I am not having taste for chanting, we should remember, Jrinathapi Suni Chena Tarurapi Sahishuna. So I am not having taste for chanting, so maybe I am not humble. Maybe I am thinking I am humble, but I am not humble. Isn't it? So if a person doesn't hear that shloka, he will say, a while I have not chanting, no problem, taste for chanting, leave it. So first thing, as Srila Prabhupada says, is to become conscious. What I am doing, Bhagavatam I am hearing, coming before the deities, chanting japa. And this is, for this, Shastra is extremely helpful, very, very helpful. Any other questions or comments? You have a question? Yes. And liberated the soul doesn't go struggle. We have to go struggle. But anyhow, yes. It's very nice because I was about to mention this point but I forgot. See, we struggle, obviously, but the struggle of a pure devotee is very interesting. It is simply out of sheer love and that struggle is also happiness. Just like, I have heard this, you know that you must be remembering the photo of Srila Prabhupada on his passport and devotees had asked him, Prabhupada, you look very serious in this. He said, no, I was most happy. Because he was getting the opportunity to serve the instruction of his spiritual master. Very inconceivable. One of the qualities of a devotee is you can't understand what is happening in his heart. Don't try to understand also. You can't understand what is happening. Just like gopis are crying, but it is the highest ecstasy. More than the ecstasy of meeting Krishna. We just can't understand that. Just can't understand. So a person who is struggling at our level can only understand the struggles of devotees who are at our level. But one thing which is very encouraging is mentioned in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam that devotees of material world are very dear to Krishna because the Nitya Muktas never had to struggle to be with Krishna. So even our struggle is appreciated by Krishna. Just like the forbearance of Bali Maharaj was appreciated directly, you can see, by Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Like this. Yes, Prabhu has something to say. one point I would like to say. Suppose I am struggling in japa. So we have to intelligently think why I am struggling in japa. Maybe I am eating too much prasadam in the night. When I'm struggling, struggle means we have to use our intelligence also. Maybe my health is not good. Maybe I'm doing too much prajalpa. That's one thing I would like to say. By chanting Hare Krishna, love is increased. By prajalpa, the love is leaked through our mouth. Vikirna. That we don't understand. But that has been explained by Srila Rupa Goswami. Prajalpo niyamagraha. So, yes, I have to struggle. That's like in a fight. But in a fight, in a battle, we don't give up our intelligence. And Prabhupada says enthusiasm means to endeavor intelligently. So if I have sleep at 12 o'clock in the night and wake up at 4 o'clock, japa will be very nice naturally, yes? That one has to think that I have to struggle, everybody has to struggle, but I have to struggle intelligently. Yes? Sometimes Mother Yashoda also asks Krishna to lift something and to test whether the child can lift or not. And she says, I cannot lift. But that is very sweet. The all-powerful Lord cannot lift a small wooden block. But that is that just to please Mother Yashoda. But mostly Krishna is testing it. Okay? We don't test Krishna. He is our master. Okay, thank you all very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.